Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. My thanks again to Nick Truog. He's what a good dude, you know. And I'm glad he's on the team, because you know I'm a business owner in my personal life, and one of the things that I always is my North Star of running the business is I want to work with good people. And because you can teach someone how to turn a wrench or clean a vehicle or sell a car or whatever, but you can't teach how to be a good person. And Nick, just an awesome, genuinely good person. And so I'm blessed to know him. It was so cool to work with him and see his work on the Harris campaign in Wisconsin. And yeah, man, glad he's here. He'll be a returning guest. I bribed him during the commercial break, so he'll be back. But I talked about something with him about an interview that I did. It was last week or 2 weeks ago. I don't know when it was, but it was a radio show in Georgia. We're talking about the Alex Pretty murder, and he asked what the difference was between the Republican side and the Democratic side. And my answer was that it really was, it is a freeing thing to be able to wake up and know that you don't have to defend why the positions that you hold are hurting people. Like take marriage equality, for example. You know, the people that are against marriage equality, there's no real good reason why they're against it. It doesn't hurt them. It doesn't hurt them. It doesn't affect them at all, but it hurts other people. And so then I kind of went down the rabbit hole a little bit when I got off of the interview, and I was like, well, you know, how do we get here? And I went back to my days as a Republican, and my gateway drug, if you will, when I was going to college, I worked and then went to school at night, and my day job was I was a driver. And so of course you're driving and you flip on the radio and there's, you know, Rush Limbaugh behind the golden EIB microphone and Sean Hannity and all those guys. And it was like a light bulb went on, where you have these people that evangelize why it's okay that the positions that you have are hurting people. It's like, and it's almost like, you know, I grew up in a very religious household. That's kind of what it is. You know, if you wake up in the morning and you're like, boy, I don't know why is it okay that we believe that two men and two women shouldn't get married? That doesn't make sense. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect my family. Well, let's see what Rush and Sean has to say. And that vehicle of talk radio, not this show, because we're awesome, but that vehicle is what takes people there. And I listened to a talk show that's produced here in Green Bay the day after Alex Pretty was murdered. And I was like, well, let's hear the mental gymnastics that this Joe guy has to say. He spent 10 minutes telling his listeners why you shouldn't listen to people like me talking about his character. He said that has no bearing on what happened to him. But absent-minded Joe forgets that character matters. You know, I don't know. It's interesting that you're on the program, you're on the air 3 hours a day to praise and worship people who have absolutely zero moral compass, like a convicted 37-time felon who is president of the United States. Of course, I understand why he doesn't remember that character matters. But if character doesn't matter, why do trial lawyers go so far out of their way to bring character witnesses to talk about who the victims are? That does matter. But again, those talk radio folks will tell you that it doesn't. He spent time questioning, you know, we talked about it with Nick, you know, why did he have a gun? Second Amendment guy. Why was he interrupting a law enforcement operation? He wasn't. He was filming. Joe went on to say that Tim Walz and Jacob Fry want more people dead because there's more chaos. He said that Tim Walz and Jacob Fry, along with dozens of other leaders, are making that spot on comparison to ICE officers and the Gestapo of the 1930s. And like, here's a thought, by the way, if you want to be stopped, if you want to stop getting called Nazis, stop acting like Nazis. I don't know. They were roving the streets, acting with absolute immunity, grabbing people off the street, locking them up. The parallels are real. And so that's how people can follow this winding course, doing all these mental gymnastics, hopping through, you know, all these sort of hula hoops to get to the place where they can support an organization and a militarized police force that's hurting people. And so it's wild to me, but it also makes so much sense because I've been there. You know, Russian Sean and all the, well, not Russian anymore, but all the right-wing conservative radio, they have something sexy to sell. Here on programs like this, all we do is try to talk about the bold idea that people should be treated with respect and with dignity, and people should be treated equally. I don't know. I think it's sexy. I think it's awesome. But you know, it's, I don't know. It's wild to me. And I'm so excited, and I'm glad that I'm not in that room anymore, because man, it's ugly, you know? And I think there's a lot of people that are in that tent that want to get out and that know, they know that it's wrong. And so I think it's awesome that we have people like Nick that are helping them do that. I do think the Democratic Party and people on the left, we're expanding at a pretty rapid rate. And I think we're going to see that in November. But it's going to be up to all of you. So yeah, stay tuned. Hang with us. My thanks to Nick Truog for hanging out with us. He's going to be, he'll be back. And thanks to you for sticking with listening to me and listening to Civic Media. If you want to hear more, civicmedia.us is where you can find all of our stuff. Like our videos, like our page, subscribe, share it to everyone. That's how you can help get the word out about your favorite show right here, The Rational Revolution. Thank you again. We'll see you next week. I'm Mark Becker.
Keep on running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.